Broadcast Studios. This is ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
It's Friday on ABQ Connect. I hope everybody is safe and had a great week. I look forward every year to going to the Hope Christian Art Show that's always displayed in the gymnasium at Hope Christian School. And, of course, this year, because of COVID-19, the physical art show itself has been canceled. But we have Emily Spare, art teacher at Hope Christian, on the phone with us to talk to us a little bit about the art program at Hope. Welcome, Emily, to ABQ Connect.
Thanks, Jim. Thanks for having me.
And you are a new mom for the second time, so congratulations. I thought you were just on maternity leave, but you've already had the baby. Congratulations.
That's correct. Thank you.
That's good stuff. Well, is it difficult being a mom and a teacher and staying at home with everybody? I don't know if you've got your husband at home, too, but that sounds like a full load.
We are all home, but you know what? We were planning on being home anyway with a new baby, so it hasn't been too much different. My 3-year-old, though, is ready to get out and about. He is sad that he can't be with his friends at school.
Oh, yeah. Well, and Emily, I know you're deploying some technologies and some other things that we're going to talk about in regard to the art show, but I think you're doing that also with teaching and so forth. Are these tools that you think will be part of our curriculum and our toolbox for years to come?
You know what? I think definitely at Hope, things are going to be changing now after going through this experience of distance learning. Mm. Even in the elective and in the art classroom, having to move everything online has changed a lot of things, and it's brought a lot of benefits, but it's also brought some hardships and, you know, has stretched both students and teachers, I think.
Yeah. Well, Emily, I mentioned in the open that I love to go to the art show at Hope. And the reason I do is for as long as I've been going, and it's a good 15, 16 years now, and I'm not an art connoisseur, I don't want to mislead anybody, but I was expecting, and I hope you don't not offended by this, but I was kind of expecting the kind of high school art or middle school art that I used to produce when I was that age. And boy, that expectation was really low. I remember the first time I went to the art show here back 2008, 2010, somewhere in that range. I remember seeing a couple of artists. I don't know if you know these students, but Stephanie Walsh, Kessie Walsh, their dad has been a guest on my program. These two young ladies were the most amazing artists I have ever seen. I mean, they were producing things that were so professional, so amazing, so beautiful. And that has been my experience every year I've gone to it. So tell us about the art program at Hope.
Yeah, that's awesome. And kind of funny that you mentioned Stephanie and Kessie Walsh. I actually graduated with Kessie, and so I know what art you're talking about.
Uh-huh.
My predecessor, Bob Millar, who used to teach the art program at Hope in the high school, he was the one who brought, you know, those art shows in, and we've been doing them ever since.
Mm-hmm.
And really we include all of the middle school art and high school art, and our art program, you're able to take as a student art every single year from sixth grade all the way as a senior, mm-hmm. If you choose to. And so we do have those students that every year they improve their skills and they work harder and harder and they pour everything they have into their artwork. And so then they, you know, display their work in the show at the end of the year, and it is very professional grade. I believe many of my students come up and produce better artwork than I could ever put my hand to.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I am absolutely amazed. But I want you to know I'm not just amazed with the really gifted students. You know, I don't know if you would agree with this, but, you know, there are athletes that are born with crazy abilities and stuff. It's all God-given. I think the same is true with musicians, and I definitely think the same is true with artists. But despite all of that, normal people that don't necessarily have all those spectacular gifts in those areas can also enjoy art, be really fulfilled in it. My 5 children all went to Hope Christian School, and I'm going to skip all the way down to my last question, which is, Does everybody have some art in them? Because even all of my children, which I don't think they would all consider themselves artists, but they produce some really neat pieces, you know, pointillisms and those kind of things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I would say that every student I have had in the classroom has, you know, some sort of leading or gifting, even if they feel that they're more on what you call normal, mm-hmm. You know, or not, they don't stand out from the rest as a professional artist. But every student comes in and we talk about when producing art, you're taking a risk. Mm. You're risking, you know, your just showing your skill and your talent. And sometimes students, they will produce a project that they, in the beginning, what they envisioned is not how it, you know, ends up.
Mm-hmm.
But we talk about that risk that they took through creating and that it's not about the end result, but that creative process is the art, what you're talking about, students having art in them, a little bit of art in them, is just because of that process and being willing to step out and say, I will take that risk. I'll try to produce something and I'm going to learn a lot through it. And it may not be what I want it to be in the end, but it still is something that I have put my hand to and I've tried to make something, you know, just as we kind of emulate our creator in our creative processes, and seeing that, you know, God has given each of these students the ability to create because they're made in his image. And no, they're not going to make perfect pieces because he is the only perfect creator. But they can make pieces that reflect that idea of this hard work and this mentality of putting forth creativity in a risk-taking way.
Mm-hmm. Well, I love the way you described that whole process. That's amazing. Emily, tell us about the art show. We're going to get to some details about projects and mediums and materials, but the show is typically coming up. Would it normally be this weekend?
Right. It would open during the week. We would have had it set up on Monday, mm-hmm. this upcoming Monday, and then Tuesday was going to be the big judging day. So we have a set of judges, local artists in the community. They come in and judge the artwork and place ribbons, and there's monetary prizes as well for the students. Mm. And then that night, Tuesday night, it was going to open for the public to come. And we usually have, you know, definitely over 1,000 people attend the show every year.
Mm-hmm.
But unfortunately, we won't have that physical show. So we've had to delay it a little bit. Instead, this year, we're looking at trying to piece together a virtual art show. And we're using a platform online, a website that allows you to upload artwork in a kind of virtual looking art gallery. And uh-huh. you walk around, quote unquote, the art gallery from your computer screen, and you can walk up to the artwork as close as, you know, it'll allow you and step back and you can kind of see the whole building and the layout. So it'll be different. But we hope that, you know, is still something that the kids are excited about, that celebrates them and the work that they've put in this year. And then we can still have their work be visible to the public in some way.
That'll be really neat. Do you know yet what the website will be and how our listeners can access that?
We don't have the site published yet.
Okay.
We're still working on getting it to be a domain name that doesn't look funny, you know?
Yeah.
So we're still in the setup process, but it should be available on the 27th of April, so here in a little over a week.
Okay.
And hope we'll have all of the information, the link to that, on their website and in their newsletter that gets sent out on Thursdays over email, so that all parents and public can access that.
Well, what I'm going to do too, Emily, is I'm going to make sure that I email you early next week and just verify what that information is, and I'll pass it along to our listeners because – and I'll remind all of our listeners now, we have art teacher Emily Spare. She's overseeing the art department at Hope Christian School, in the high school, right? And you also have students all the way from middle school on up involved in the art program. It's an amazing program, amazing pieces, that are put out there. And Emily, I want to tell you about a conversation that I had with one of the assistant pastors at Calvary. His name is Brian Nixon. I don't know if you've met Brian. But I was sharing with Brian that I was going to have you on the show, and Brian just coincidentally had been sitting down with another member of our staff, of course, proper social distancing, don't want to mislead anybody. Her name is Tiffany, and she helps coordinate a lot of the special activities here at Calvary Albuquerque, and they were talking specifically about art. Brian's a painter and some different things. When I mentioned you, he said, I have to get in touch with her. So after the program, I'm going to ask you to hold on because I want to put you in touch with Brian Nixon. What I'll probably do is just pass along your email address, but I wanted to verify that with you if that's okay. Hey, let's talk a little bit about the projects and the mediums and the materials. One of the things I'm always fascinated with is, you know, the way, like I saw a portrait a few years ago, and I can't remember the artist, but it was put together by gluing pieces of cloth on a canvas, and it was just amazing. Talk to us a little bit about the different things that you've seen in your time of teaching at Hope.
Yeah, so we allow the students to explore almost every medium you could think of. Mm-hmm. Throughout middle school and the first year, Art 1, in high school, the students are fairly directed. They are assigned projects and the materials. They might come up with the concept or the image that they use, but they're, you know, pretty much directed as far as technique and what materials they're going to use for the piece. So mm-hmm. that would include things like we teach acrylic, paintings, watercolor, and oil in the high school, early high school ages. We also do things like pastel and, of course, all of the charcoal and graphite sketching. We would use things like clay and wire sculpture and, I mean, just numerous ideas. Whatever you could think of, we probably have it in the classroom. But as the students keep going in art and they pursue art in later high school years, so in Art 2, 3, and 4 at the high school level, they're allowed a little more freedom of fulfilling a project requirement, but they get to choose what they'd like to work with. And mm-hmm. so I even have in my project list an alternative surface project where students have to come up with something that they want to use for their surface of their project that wouldn't normally be thought of as an art surface. Mm-hmm. So I've had students paint on plastic container lids, and on somebody brought in a like a wheel cover and painted across that. I've had students do different things with spray paint on, you know, different surfaces to almost look like street art or something that would be done in an urban area. Mm-hmm. And they are kind of the ones who come up with all these creative ideas for using anything they have on hand to produce art, and it's incredible. Yeah.
Emily, what do you do with your children? I don't know how old your oldest child is. Obviously, you have a newborn, so they're probably doing unintentional art. but how about art for children? Do you encourage parents to, you know, do crayons and all those kinds of things?
Absolutely, and I would say that the encouragement of using even kind of elementary materials should be continued through high school. I had a student this year use crayons for a series that he made of three different pieces that are all applicable to kind of military themes, and he used crayon with them because he wanted to, you know, have this idea of a perspective from a child when looking at these images. But, you know, with my own, I obviously have a newborn. He's not ready yet to hold something in his hand and paint. Mm-hmm. But my three-year-old, you know, he started going to school this year and a preschool program, and he was exposed to different kinds of crafts and art every single day. And they were following along with the alphabet and producing different pieces that represented the letters of the alphabet one letter per week. Mm. And I didn't do a ton with him when he came back home, but seeing those pieces that he brought back, you know, very simple craft, kid crafts, mm-hmm. Kind of inspired me and reignited my imagination toward, you know, what are ways we can go back to a kind of simple way of working with art pieces in high school, that it doesn't have to be overcomplicated. You don't have to, you know, think through what the most complicated material to use or the medium to use would be to make a good piece. You can use those simple materials and you know, even kind of work alongside of the mind of an elementary student or a preschool student and make some work that is still interesting and that, you know, advances your technique as a higher level artist.
Well, Emily, you have been kind to spend this time with us. New mom, interviewing on the phone at home. You've done a great job for us. Unfortunately, we've already blown through all the time that we have with you. Emily Spare is the art teacher and director of art at Hope Christian School. Want to direct everybody to the website, hopechristianschool.org. You can go down to the Fine Arts tab, and you can take a look at all the things in detail that Emily has talked about, the art program, the drama program, the music program. Of course, they have great academics and athletics as well. Emily, thank you for joining us today on ABQ Connect.